Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Back to Reality, and thank you for joining us. So, I am Asma, your humble host. I am a student of English literature. And in here, I have with me two very dear guests, Zainab and Bita. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a really big pleasure for me to joining you for this discussion. I am Bita, a medical student from Iran.
And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Zainab Sadat. I'm from Iran and I have my MINTFL teaching English as a foreign language. And it's my pleasure to be here today in this discussion.
Thank you very much, both of you. Thank you for joining us in today's episode. So there's this thing that we have it in our everyday life. There's a time that we sit all alone, perhaps in front of a garden or in front of a TV, since we are living in a modern world, watching a movie and whatever. Then suddenly something comes to you that, well, life is very difficult. There is no way to call life an easy stuff. We've been into this life with so much of, sadness. Let me just put it so honest.
Straight and bitter.
Yeah, so bitter. Life is so difficult. There is no way to get out of this misery. And there is no way for me to think that life is easy. Now, I want you two to justify me that life is easy.
You know, I cannot justify you that life is easy because I do not agree with that point even. But the thing is, I think life becomes easy when you accept that it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
good point
is,
to start.
The thing is, yeah, I want to tell you that always when we are in difficult situations, we are like, okay, life is so hard. Why me? Why not another person? Why it should be exactly me? We have 8 billion people in this world, and the one that who have to suffer, for example, this problem is me. Why? And this way of thinking and mindset, I want to tell you that your life story isn't your life. It's your story.
Yeah.
And I want to make a separation between the situation and the decision. You know, the thing is, we had a kind of, scientific research that, was played on many people. And they just told other people a story. It was like, okay, when you, for example, one day you go in a bank, and in this bank there are many people, I don't know, bank teller, other customers, and many people there. And suddenly the robber comes to the bank. And at this moment, he's just yelling, shouting, and telling you that just put yourself on the floor or something like that. And once he just shot a gun, and this bullet comes to your hand.
Okay.
Yeah. And you are the one who had the injury. So what is your opinion about this? It is the easy situation. It is an easy situation. The thing is, it is negative or positive. They asked many people this question after telling this story, and about 80% of these people told the narrator that it's
you
difficult.
Mean the bullet comes to my hand.
Yeah.
Out of all these people, the
yeah,
bullet
exactly.
comes to my hand.
Exactly.
So the fault is in my star.
And they were like, about 80% of these people told that person, it's so difficult, first of all, and it's negative.
Yeah, of
it's
course.
No,
but you
course.
Know, Bita, it's positive. The bullet has not hit your heart.
Thank
it's
you.
Exactly. You're alive.
Thank you. You are a hero. Exactly. In this research, we have two kinds of people, victims and heroes.
I'm the victim.
You're the victim. And I am the victim too, unfortunately. And you are the person who think, why in this difficult life, I have to be the one who is hit by
yes.
a bullet.
Yes,
and
why
that
me?
Person. But, you know, as my dear sister, Zainab, I really admire her. Told us.
Thank you for not admiring me.
Told us that, okay, you know, I'm really glad that it is, you know, I'm alive yet.
Yeah.
I didn't die in this accident. It is me, okay, I'm injured. I know it's somehow difficult, but I'm happy.
Nice
it's
research.
It's a positive experience, okay? And the thing is, I want to tell you that life is nor difficult, neither
easy.
But the thing is, you look at it in this way.
It depends on the way you look at it.
Yeah, the perspective you have.
It depends on your decisions, Bita. The decisions you make.
Very good point you mentioned. We should not forget that the source of these things that is happening to me,
you know,
is me,
Bita,
myself.
Just said that your life story is just your story of life, mm-hmm. not the life itself.
Exactly.
You know, the decisions you make.
Yeah.
It will set the root of your life. And then there are some people who make lots of mistakes, and most of their decisions are incorrect. And then when they meet the natural consequences of their decisions, they come to see, oh, I was so miserable, I'm so, you know, unfortunate, and things like that.
Let's go for a little break. We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us. Let's be honest, if life was so easy, then what is the reason of coming into this world and then dying and then going by the rules of a religion?
Exactly.
Why do we need all these prophets to come and to teach us the true from the wrong?
Mm-hmm. You know, hardship is the motivation for us to endeavor.
Yeah, it's a driving force.
Yes, and there is a famous quotation in English saying, what comes easy won't last, and what lasts won't come easy. So whatever you gain, that is worth
having. We have an idiom, easy come, easy go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, and that's another way of saying this one. And you know that whatever we gain in our life that is worth having has not been gained by
so
just sitting and waiting. And you know, another point is that we are not born to live at ease and then die in peace and then go straightly to heaven.
Yes.
That's not the point. That's not the goal of our creation.
Exactly.
We've been created to be tested in difficult situations.
I do agree with that. You know, mm-hmm. I want to look at this topic from a kind of religious perspective.
Mm-hmm.
In our religion, we have a beautiful guideline that it tells you that, you know, it is sunnate ibtilo wa imtihan. You know, you have to be tested in this life.
Which is, shall you please explain more on the phrase you mentioned?
You know, there are hardships in this life, and these hardships are the exams you have to pass. And when you pass an exam, you will go to the next level.
So it's actually the ritual of being tested, being put into a test.
Mm-hmm. And this is a rule that will help you to grow stronger, grow better, and be someone who is worth to be human.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we have seen it all around the world that great people that we call them just as icons or the people who have made a big classic of masterpieces,
mm-hmm.
They have all been through a difficult journey.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them even had some defections.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that when life is easy and only in that case you're going to be someone. On the contrary, I guess that the most of the time, it is the hardship that is going to make a perfect person out of you. And also there's this thing which is very much famous. They say that a silent sea does not make a perfect sailor. Mm-hmm. So it is very much true.
Yes.
In order to gain strength, in order to gain a characteristic of your own self, in order to have a school of thought, you have to go through too much. Through too much of hardship most of the time.
Yes, and as we said, these are all tests. And in Quran even, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this point several times. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the 155th verse says that, "And surely we shall try you with something of fear and hunger, and loss of wealth and lives and crops. But give glad tidings to the patient who say, when afflicted with calamity, to Allah we belong and to Him is our return."
Yeah.
They are those on whom blessing from Allah and mercy, and they are the ones that receive guidance.
Yeah.
You know, this verse shows that all these difficulties are not aimless.
Yeah.
They were pointed to reach us in order for us to be evaluated, in order for our rank to elevate, as just Bita said, in order to be true human beings.
And the key point here is elevation that you mentioned. You know, we come into this world in order to grow. And also there's another narration in the Holy Book of Quran that says, do they think that we bring them into this world in order just to live happily? Yes. No, they have been supposed to go through a test. So this whole story of life is a big test that we've been sent to.
Yes, the whole story of life is about being tested.
Yeah, and just being a normal human being who's got all the prosperity, who's got all the easiness of life, pleasures, I don't know, different houses, cars, whatever that we see right now. Because recently everything has been so radiant to people. And we think that, oh my God, that much of pleasure, I would wish I would have that thing or this thing. But in the end, we have to consider that what makes you different from the other people, or what makes you different from the other creatures, is the fact that you have a brain, you can tolerate different situations, and you can make your way out of them.
You know, I see that you're talking about difficulties in life or something like that, but you are just forgetting something really
which
important.
Which is,
you know, this test is not only for difficulties. Even when you are living in a paradise, this is
that.
A test again.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the point I wanted to tell you that, for example, if you don't have parents, if you're losing them, or if you're in a bad situation, it is a test. And whether you have parents, again, it's a test.
Exactly.
Life is a test, no matter how easy or how hard it is.
Yeah, and some people think that if they are in a good condition, it's because of themselves, you know? They think that they have achieved everything themselves alone. They do not consider the fact that sometimes God gives you everything. He would give you a pile of blessings, and then he just want to see what are you going to do with all these.
Yeah, exactly. Just to take advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is your duty.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
You know, we have many poor people in this world. I always wonder that, okay, as a person, if I share my income with the person who is living next to me and who's suffering from different kind of issues, I don't know, which is related to monetary issues, then there wouldn't have been much of problems in this world. If we share, even kindness, you know, some people are dying of the lack of kindness. They do not have anyone to share love with them. And this would cause depression. And after that, they would go for suicide, which we see a lot of that. We actually hear that. We need to share the blessings that we have, just as Bita mentioned. Also, the blessings are another way of testing. So do not think that you have blessings, so you're on the safe shore and there's nothing that you're going to be tested with.
We are not going to live in this life in order to enjoy it, because we have to go and to be moved into another world, the hereafter.
How good would it be if we believe this sentence?
Yes, and in case we believe in that, you know, we are not supposed to be in a luxurious situation in this life, because
the life of angels.
We are all
free.
As just both of you mentioned correctly, we are supposed to go through several tests in order to be evaluated,
and that's the process of growing.
Yes, and then after your growth, you will die, and you will be moved into hereafter in another world.
We are travelers. We are going through too much of hardships. Now, different people have got different stories, just as Bita said.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are too optimistic. Sometimes you are too pessimistic. But I guess being realistic is going to help you too much. And at the very same time, always and always and always keep in mind to count your blessings, because through these blessings you are going to prove your true self in this world. And as just my friends mentioned, this life is a place of testing. So we're not going to stay here forever. It's just a short pause, and then we're going to go to the place that we belong to. And thank you for staying with us. Thank you for sharing your ears and attention with this program. Until another session of Back to Reality, I bid you farewell.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.